Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, let's talk about the nerve-wracking topic of starting fresh on Instagram. Either you already have an account and you want to just scrap that and start anew, or maybe you're just getting started, like it's your first rodeo, you have no clue what's happening, and you're thinking about being more present on Instagram. I hope this episode will give you some ideas and some inspiration. This is gonna be based on a true story, based on some real life events. So let me give you a bit of a background here. For several years now, I have felt inner calling of kind of changing direction of my business. So if so far, at least the past few years, I've been focusing on digital product creation, I have felt that inspiration to expand my offers and actually focus on what so far really has been my ideal audience and help women entrepreneurs to turn their offline experiences, to translate their offline experiences into their online presence. This includes everything from starting with website creation, social media presence, helping you to create your offers, products, all the back end, the marketing, launching, and everything beyond that. The thing is that for the past decade, more than a decade now, I have had periods of time when I specialize in many different areas of this, right? I started out as a social media manager, then I got into graphic designing. Graphic designing led me into website designing, and from there on, I got into digital products. Now, all of this experience that I have had, it's really well-rounded offer when it comes to somebody who wants to be present online, who wants to bring their business online, but have no clue where to start. And I have been wanting to offer this type of all-in-one support as one of my key offers for the longest time. But since I have been so closely related to digital products, everything about my domain name and my social media, everything is about courses. My Instagram account is at Course Creation Lab. My website is Your Course Creation Lab. And even though I have taken some detours along the way, I had this feeling that I don't really want to build this new direction upon my existing business, and I do want to start fresh. This was that moment when I actually realized that I want to have like a completely fresh path when it comes to social media, when it comes to building a mailing list, to actually putting the content out there, like everything related. I didn't want to build upon what I already had when it comes to Course Creation Lab. That being said, Course Creation Lab is still existing. My offers are still out there. I will still be showing up on social media. It's not something I'm ditching per se, but I really want to transition into focusing on helping women entrepreneurs to take those first steps in online business and understand how to turn years of experiences into actual online presence. Because honestly, that kind of a profile is that ideal persona that I have already been working with time and time again, and we always have so much fun. I just love how many different elements there are to work with, and that's what really drives me. My clients always come to me with like the best ideas, and we really just have so much fun implementing it all together. So if that's something you may also be interested in, you can definitely pay attention to that new Instagram account I'm going to be talking about here as well. So all of this background story is transitioning in getting started with new Instagram account. I want to share my experiences. I want to share my plans and how it's been going so far. So yes, in case I didn't say that already, I have started a new Instagram account. And this is probably Well, first of all, whenever I have a new idea that might be like a new direction, one of the first things I do is start the Instagram account. That is like how you start a business these days, right? And I'm like halfway joking, but honestly, it actually can be that simple. So for me, it was important to take that step of starting this new account. And I have to say that one of the biggest roadblocks in the very early phases was the simple fact that I couldn't come up with a name. So I was really digging deep. I was brainstorming really hard. I was asking ChatGPT. I was making notes for days. I was going back and forth with some ideas, and I just couldn't find something that really feels good. And I kind of said like, okay, fuck it. I'm gonna go with my name. And I currently have this new Instagram account as @ieva.obm, which is @ieva.obm. OBM stands for Online Business Manager, and Ieva is my name. Now, the issue with that is that my name is not common. And for most people, when they see my name as Ieva, I-E-V-A, they think the first letter is L, because apparently I don't know how to write my own name. So they assume my name is Leva, not Ieva. And I was thinking that there might be like some mishaps around that name, so I didn't really want to have that as like my main handle. But at that stage, I was so done trying to find the perfect fit that I was literally just like, I don't care at this point. I'm going with Ieva.obm. Right now, honestly, I love it. I love how it looks like. I love how short it is. And it's also unique because, I mean, there are Ievas in my country and in my neighbor country, but like there are not really that many Ievas around the world, right? So I just really love that. So that was the hardest part. And my takeaway here, if you are struggling to like get started or like find that perfect name or choose the perfect picture or the setup, whatever that might be, just do what is the simplest for now, because you can always switch it out, right? My name right now is Ieva.obm on Instagram. It might not stay that way, but I mean, who knows? At this point, I don't care about the name as much as I care about the value I'm going to be bringing there. So now let's talk about that next phase of actually, once you have an empty account, how do you even begin? And I have to say that in my opinion, it's way harder if you have already grown something before, because despite knowing how to, it's just a simple fact that there's so much time and so much creativity that you have already invested in a project, right? And now you have to start fresh. It's like, while it's exciting, it's also a bit of a heartbreak moment. And I love that I really wanted that starting fresh feeling, but at the same time, it's really just, you realize how much work there is to get anywhere with it. So where do you begin when you have completely empty Instagram account? And I will share my specific plan and what also has worked for me before. So there really are three key things that I will focus on. The first one is value, the second is connection, and the third one is consistency. Value, connection, consistency. So first of all, I want to be bringing out content. I want to be creating content, and since I've already been doing that, maybe it's easier and faster than it might be for somebody completely new, but either way, it doesn't have to be complicated. You can use Canva templates, you can use, you know, you can buy a template, you can just start with a simple Canva, empty Canva file and just start writing things, right? Start sharing what it is that you know. It doesn't always have to be super brand aligned right off the bat. It doesn't have to be incredibly curated or pretty, okay? It's important that you are putting that value out there. And here's really why it matters. When you have no followers, or let's say you have 5 followers or 10, I think right now I have like 6 in the time of recording this. So when you don't really have anybody following you and somebody new is looking at your account, they will want to see that there is something you are providing, that they can actually get something from this account. There is no point in starting fresh Instagram account and then just not really posting until you have 100 followers, right? You have to be posting so when people are looking at your account, they follow for those posts. They see that there is value there, that they can learn something, that they can get some information from you. And that is one of the things that I would be focusing on. Even though there are so many different types of posts you can create, and you can make fun content, and you can make relatable content, and you can try to go viral, which is not really something to do per se. You can explore different trends and so on. But we start with the value, because you want to show to whoever is in that account that you actually know what you're talking about, right? And creating relevant Instagram posts is the easiest way to do that. Now, the very simplest way to go is, as I already mentioned, like Canva, just starting with like templates, putting some content out there, like bring out the value, share the knowledge. But another potentially better way to go about this would be to create reels. So we already know that today video content is really taking over, not only Instagram, but like everywhere. And especially on Instagram, when you create reels, they will be more shared with people who don't really follow you just yet than any other type of content. So by sharing reels, you not only are providing that content and value, but you're also reaching people who don't follow you yet. So you have more of that opportunity to be seen outside that small bubble that you may have. So yes, that was my own first task. That was what I started without any followers, without doing anything. I started creating posts. Now, when it comes to like how many posts to create, or do I need to like have a number before I start to do anything else? No, I would just get started with that and then go ahead with everything else. And I would keep it consistent. As I mentioned, consistency is one of the key elements here as well. So I would be doing like one post per day for at least a while. So right now my new account is like maybe 5 days old. I don't even think it's that long, but it's been like a few days in time of recording this. And I do want to be posting every single day for like several weeks, more or less, until I have like some solid content base, and then I can see if I want to change that strategy. We will circle back to this shortly when it comes to like how much to post and that consistency part. So the second thing, once you have some posts going, the second thing to consider is connections. And this is where I think many people get it wrong when it comes to Instagram. So you either start, like maybe this is also a bit of an outdated strategy, but it used to be so that when you get on Instagram and you want to grow an account, you just start to follow everybody you see, right? You just follow as much as you can. There are like restrictions that Instagram has in place. So I think that when you first get started, those restrictions are more specific. So there are like 30 or 50 accounts you can follow per hour maybe or something. I'm really just guessing, but like you can't do as many follows as you might imagine. So the strategy, and this is not something I suggest, but it used to be like a common thing to do. You just get started and follow everybody with the hope that it will reach somebody who is interested in, right? So one thing that I love to do, and what replaces this mindless following for me, is actually connecting with accounts that, first of all, I care about. I actually want to see them in my feed, even if they're not my ideal audience. And then there are accounts that are my ideal audience, and I'm connecting with them because they are my potentially ideal audience. Now, what does it practically mean to connect versus just to follow, right? In my case, what I do, first of all, I follow accounts that actually are interesting for me one way or another. I will not just follow, you know, people who just post selfies or who have like closed accounts or something. I may have at some point by accident, but I will not do that intentionally. So I will follow accounts that I will want to see on my feed, that I will be interested in. Then when I see them on my feed, I will like their posts. I will sometimes leave the comments. I'm not really so keen on comments these days anymore, but if I would want to grow faster, I would probably leave some more comments as well. Then another thing I would do is watch the stories. And for me, stories really is that part where I make that connection, because And I know it's like a marketing strategy at the end of the day, but I also actually mean it. I actually mean it as a meaningful way of connecting. When I watch somebody's story, I get to know that person to some extent. And especially when there's something that they have posted that is relevant to me, I love to comment on that. And this doesn't mean that I will be aggressively sending messages to everyone who's ready to listen, okay? Everyone who hasn't blocked me yet. No, instead, I want to do it in a natural way. So what I do, I'm watching the video, like I'm watching the story. And let's say they have shared, like they're walking the street and there's something very lovely. They live in a very nice area, or it's like a very sunny day, or they're doing something that is relevant to me. Like they're saying that they're trying to walk 10k steps a day. I'm trying to walk 10k steps a day as well. So I'm sending them a message. Oh, I'm also trying really hard, but I personally get bored if I do it like every single day. I don't have that many walking paths around me. Like I would ask them, for example, for some tips. Do they have any tips? They might not be following me yet, they might not ever follow me back, but by building that connection, if they do follow, they already pay attention to me, they already know what I'm all about. So when those follows start actually building up, when 5 turns into 20, when 20 turn into 50, you actually know that those 50 people, they have made that connection with you. Well, not always and everyone, but most people will actually know you to some extent. They will not have followed you just because you followed them. They will have followed you because you answered their story, they checked out your profile, and they found that relevant. They actually got interested in what it is that you do, in your opinions, in your situation, in what you are sharing. Now, all of this might sound very poetic, and of course, it will not always happen that way, right? Sometimes people follow just for the sake of following. Sometimes they will just automatically follow because you are there, like they have seen you and they're like, okay, follow. Sometimes they will find you just out of nowhere and they will click that follow there. It's not about that, really. For me, it's more about putting that intention and then getting out like the best version of it. It's not about getting as many followers as possible as quickly as possible. I want to have those meaningful connections. Plus, as I am on Instagram, as I'm active there myself, as I'm growing this account, I want to make sure that the content I see is something I want to be looking at. Okay, so I don't want to be following accounts that are posting nonsense. I don't want to be following accounts that I don't agree with. And then naturally, I just have stories where people are like reading specific books and I can share my thoughts on that. They're watching TV series that like I can share my thoughts on that. Or maybe it's something on my list and I can just mention that. These small things, all of that adds up. And first time, especially if you're completely new to the Instagram world, it might feel weird if you are just randomly writing a message to somebody you don't really know. But once you do that consistently over time, like one message per month, there's something relatable, eventually you're just on top of their mind, especially if they did follow you back, right? You're just on top of their mind as this person who does X, Y, and Z, right? So one thing I would really suggest you is to find enjoyment in the process. If, for example, you do prefer to write comments, write the comments. If you prefer to send emojis to stories instead of writing messages, start with that. If you want to combine everything. Just make sure that you actually enjoy the process, because it will take time to grow that account. It will take time to bring it to a meaningful place. And it's important that you do it in a way that doesn't make you hate yourself. Okay, that is important. So we have the value, we have the connection, and by the way, talking about connection, there are so many accounts that will like automatically send a message like, oh, hi, thank you for following me, la la. No, I don't do that, I don't love that, and mostly I will unfollow when I see a message like that. I don't want anybody asking me like, oh, how long have you been in business, la la. Like, that is not organic, that is not a natural way to start a conversation. Okay, the last point here is consistency. So especially when you're getting started, either getting started yet again or getting started fresh, When you're getting started, it's important that you keep showing up. And consistency, it's not so much. So I mentioned that I'm posting like every single day. But consistency, it's not so much about posting a ton or posting every day or writing like bajillion messages every single day. Posting consistently is more about continuous showing up in a way that works for you. It shouldn't be one time per week. That will not be consistent. At least you can't pull it off to grow Instagram account, okay? What I would realistically be looking at, the minimum is like 3 posts per week to start with. Ideally, if you can do like 5, 1 post per business day, that would be ideal. Mix and match between graphics and reels, share your knowledge, share the value. Make sure that whoever sees your account actually gets what you're gonna be all about so they can get interested, they can check your links, they can start to follow. So consistency is all about finding what works for you and continuing to actually do that. Because so many creators create Instagram account, they start posting and then never come back. Or they never really post. Or they start posting like once every full moon. You know, this is not a way to grow Instagram account. If you are actually interested in like turning it into something meaningful, you will have to put in upfront work. This is what I'm doing right now. It's taking time. It's taking my energy, but I really love it. I really enjoy it. I'm actually curating feed, like I'm following people that I'm really interested in. I love seeing new people because my other account, I will have different set of people, right? And I'm already used to them. I already know them. But now this account, it will be something new and something fresh and something exciting. And I just love that feeling. So that's it from me for this time. If you are also growing your Instagram account, definitely connect with me at ieva.obm. I will add the link to it in description. I would love to have you on my Instagram. And if you have found my Instagram through this podcast, let me know. Please let me know. It's such a weird thing when you're podcasting. You don't really know who is on the other side. Because all I see is numbers, right? I don't really see the person on the other side listening to this. And I'm always excited to actually connect with you. So that will be it from me for this time. And I hope to see you in the next episode.